This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two deadly weekend shootings in Racine are under investigation. A man was shot and killed near Washington and 11th Street in Racine last night. Police were called at around 5:30 and found the victim with multiple gunshot wounds. He later died at the hospital. Police are still investigating a shooting early Saturday morning near 10th and College that left a 26-year-old man dead. No arrests have been made in that case. Police are asking the public for information on either. There's a high fire danger risk today due to dry air and strong winds. The National Weather Service warns conditions will peak in the late morning through mid-afternoon, increasing wildfire risk. The Felony Lane gang has struck again in Racine County, with a woman from Idaho accused of smashing car windows and stealing purses. Police say they're working to arrest everyone involved, noting that the gang operates across several states. And Racine County's Veterans Day ceremony is set for next Tuesday. It's at Memorial Hall starting at 10 a.m. The free event features guest speakers, a student choir, and lunch provided by the VFW. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks take on their rival, the Pacers, in Indiana tonight. It's the first time Bucks center Miles Turner will face his former team.
The next time we see you, we'll be in Indiana. Gonna go there.
At this point, anything I say will or can be used against me in a court of law. So I'm just looking forward to coming back to a place that I've been for 10 years.
College hoops, the Badgers at home against Campbell University. Last week we told you that forward Elijah Gray, a transfer from Temple, was dropped from the Wisconsin men's team. ESPN reporting now Gray may be involved in that investigation regarding gambling by both college and NBA players. NFL, the Packers lose to the Panthers 16-13, and they may have lost tight end Tucker Kraft to a season-ending knee injury.
Is Tucker's injury serious?
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
How do you overcome him?
It's going to be tough. It is what it, but it's football, and the other guys are going to have to step up.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a little breezy today with the wind out of the west gusting to near 30. That means out in the rural areas, we're going to be dealing with elevated grassland fire danger issues. So just keep that in mind. Otherwise, sunny 57 today, partly cloudy 39 tonight, sunny, not as windy 58 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.